you know, Walker and I have known Walker for probably 6 years, 7 years, written a bunch of songs together. It's just a dear friend. So that day was like a normal, you know, Walker had finished most of his project that Antioch was going to be on, and it was like the 11th hour here of like, well, if there's something good comes, we'll put it, you know, put it on there. And, you know, honestly, that day I was feeling just kind of burnt out anyway, but I love Walker so much. I saw it on my calendar. I was like, man, this is, you know, I know when I'm with Walker, we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about life.
Right.
He's just, he's a beautiful human being. He's got a heart bigger than anyone I know. And so those days are always life-giving. You know, we end up, the beauty of a songwriter is you sit in the room with your buddies and you talk about things and you stumble into songs. Like, that's the best day. It's like you feel like you're hanging out. And so that day was Walker and I had a guy named Shane Stevens, who Shane Stevens showed up to Smack on the wrong day. So he wasn't even supposed to be in the right. I'm so thankful that he was, because he is such a just a wonderful human that brings such a great spirit to the room. And then Cambo was from L.A., and it was his first write in Nashville. His first write ever in Nashville. I was like, bro, they don't all go like this. but, yeah, so we show up in the day, and, you know, we spend the first hour, honestly, talking about God and life and just heartache and redemption and things. Just it was to be honest, it was really beautiful, and we ended up praying before we wrote, and I was like, I don't even know if we're going to write a song today, but, like, I don't care, because this was just so, it was so powerful just to be in the room and everybody kind of sharing things they're going through in life and where we've been and all that stuff. And then you know, Walker was like, man, I want something fun. Like, let's do something fun and up. And we kind of start rustling around, and he was talking about, like, you know, people think they look at me and they think I'm, like, really, you know, famous because they see me on the internet. He's like, we just go to Waffle House. Like, my family, like, if you could see us. And so we started playing, like, and we start goofing around, and I think we were on the guitar and just riffing, and then, you know, Fancy, like, just kind of fell out. Like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like in an hour and a half the song was written, you know. And so we just honestly were having fun and just goofing off, like, okay, what if you did Fancy Like, the riffing melodies, and then before we knew it, it just all kind of fell together, and it was so, you know, Walker says things like no one could say them, and so it's just like, and he says things that no one else can sing, like, not many artists are going to sing Applebee's on a date night, Bourbon Street, like, no, it's just, it was like, wow, we're really going there, right? Like, and so we finished the day, and we all hyped, none of us had any idea, right?
We thought,
this is wild. Talk about steak and shakes in this song, like, who knows? And so we left that day, and then the team here at Smack got really hyped, and then within, you know, a couple of weeks, the song was done, and that project, it happened so fast.
Right.
When it came out and the TikTok thing, it just was like, it was unbelievably quick, just how quickly the song blew up, and so we all were kind of like, we just felt like we just wrote this thing, so it was insane.